PCS ballots members in job centers over safety Socialist Party members in PCS. It is evident that the government is driving ahead to reopen job centers to the public with reckless haste. Ministers are clearly linking public access to job centers with the return to conditionality and sanctions in the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, which had been suspended during the height of the pandemic. So as soon as Johnson's roadmap indicated that non-essential shops could open from the 12th of April, there was pressure to restart face-to-face appointments in the job centers. The number of COVID-19 outbreaks in DWP offices reduced dramatically when, finally, every member of staff was offered the opportunity and the ability to work from home, and the majority of staff finally left the offices. It is reckless to bring PCS members back into the workplace, as well as expect the public to travel to appointments, when COVID-19 is still present in our communities. This has the potential to needlessly spread the virus for work that can be done effectively over the phone, with both PCS members and the public remaining safely at home. This exposes that the rush to fully open the job centers is not about services to the public, but how the government wants to return to the normal DWP regime, rather than focusing on paying benefits and supporting people. The PCS DWP Group Executive Committee has decided to run a consultative ballot over safety from the 5th of May to oppose the ramping up of face-to-face interviews in job centers, with the focus on individually contacting and emailing members, rather than working through our branches. Broad Left Network members will work flat out to get a yes vote in the ballot, while recognizing the limitations in the way the group leadership is running the campaign. We have been clear that building up the collective resistance across our branches and members is critical to this campaign. While advice has been issued to members about their health and safety rights, it again leaves members isolated to fight the battles themselves. What is clear is that there needs to be pressure built up across all the job centers, uniting members together. Management may think they can pick on the most vulnerable members health-wise or contract-wise to staff the work. The best response to this is to organize members together in each workplace to stop individuals being picked off, and to tackle safety concerns. Broad Left Network members have been working hard to build the campaign for safety, and help branches organize members' meetings. We see the following demands as the best way of mobilizing members together. No forced return to the workplace. Any return, and on what basis, only in agreement with PCS full safety measures, to protect all members at home, and in the workplace, including supportive measures on mental health and stress, work coach discretion about how members support individual claimants, and by what method, with safety paramount and micromanagement, permanent jobs for all, fixed term appointment and agency workers, stop office closures, stop needless extension of opening. Bowers PCS DWP group election start on the 29th of April. As well as voting for Marion Lloyd for PCS National President and all the Broad Left Network candidates in the National Executive Council elections, we are calling on PCS members in DWP to also vote for Broad Left Network supported candidates in the DWP group elections. President, Laidlaw Bev. Vice Presidents, Heemskerk Rachel, Suter Paul, Williams Catherine. Assistant Secretaries, Burke Dave, Rees Dave, Semple Dave. Editor, Laurie Tom. Treasurer, Scott Emma. Jack Members, Ferngill, Hammer Peter, Heemskerk Rachel, Isla Sanmi Yemisi, Laurie Tom, McKenna Kevin, Semple Dave, Rees Dave, Russell Rob, Scott Emma, Suter Paul, Tweedale. Saucer Amethelia, Wells Nicole, Williams Catherine, Werswick Craig,